The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
This is Real Estate 911 with Brad Officer and his co-host Sean, your Jacksonville REMAX specialists. Visit them at officergroup.com. Now, here's Brad and Sean.
Just a good old boy, never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw, been in trouble with the law since the day they was born.
Is that song, because I'm from Tennessee, I'm just wondering.
Ooh, that's a good one.
I mean, it was a Kentucky show, right?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, it was, what's the name of the show?
Dukes
of Hazzard. Thank you, my God. Dude, I turned 43. Everything's downhill.
That's right.
All right. So is that what it is, Cody? Is it the Tennessee in me that good old boys?
I think he's just messing with
it. Do you play
it.
Country Boy Can Survive next? Is that the next song coming? We never know, really. You know, with Cody, it's a
roll of dice.
It's a box of chocolates.
That's right.
You know, you never know.
Sometimes he's probably back there, you know, making jokes about us as if we were Forrest Gump.
Hey, welcome to Real Estate 911. I'm your host, Brad Officer. Joined today, miraculously and in a very speedy fashion, he made it here. It is Sean Solari, everyone.
Good afternoon.
We are REMAX specialist realtors here in Jacksonville, Florida. And as you all know who listen to the show on a regular basis, we talk about our local real estate market right here in Jacksonville, Northeast Florida. And of course, we talk about the stats, the data, interesting things that are happening in our local market as the year goes on. But, of course, we bring in some national news, too. You can't help it.
Yeah.
And I'll say this, man. I'm glad to be back. We took a little bit of a sabbatical, I would call it.
Yeah.
Slash, we sometimes need a bit of a vacation because, you know, Wednesdays, you know, Wednesdays and the weekends come up fast.
Right.
And it's like, here we are again, man. We got to work. It's hard always to get to the show.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Get back in the swing of things after the holidays and have to hurry up and get the wheels turning again.
They kept our seats warm. And I think this morning, I think Ed Dean has been sitting here. I can tell.
It's just a bunch of stuff around.
Hey, so welcome everyone to the show. Thanks for listening today. We got a lot on topic today we want to get to, but we're just coming off the 2017 year and then getting going here at the beginning of this January timeframe, this beginning of this season. And hey, it's sunny outside. Life is good. We're done with the stupid, you know, below freezing numbers.
Yeah. This morning was kind of cold.
Dude, we're not living here to deal with below freezing.
This has been, you know, I relocated here about 10 years ago, and this has been the longest stretch of cold weather I've experienced in the 10 years I've lived in Northeast Florida. I mean, I used to tell customers, hey, you know, if you want a fireplace or the house you're purchasing has a fireplace, make sure you're very cognizant when you get into December, January, because you're only going to get about 2 or 3 days where it makes sense to light a fire. Well, this year's different. We've had about 2 or 3 weeks
where somebody could
get a good use out of their fireplace here. What you looking for?
My phone. Oh, never mind. I found it.
That's it. Don't worry. It'll go off.
Yeah, it'll go. We'll figure it out in a minute. Blend it in here. All right. So you're exactly right. Fireplaces are in action. I'm starting to smell firewood burning. But, you know, hey, we're back in the sunny Florida.
Yeah,
60 degrees. Life is good. So, but look, 2017 was not a cold year at all for real estate. See how I did that? That's a transition in the radio business.
There you go.
Hold on.
I'm going to write that down.
Yeah, you write that one down.
All right.
It was definitely not a, it was a hot year.
Yeah.
As far as it's concerned, we had a record breaking. This is right from the multiple listing service. So we had a record breaking here in Northeast Florida, a record breaking number of sales happened in 2017. So this was one of the highest, if not the highest, number of transactions that happened within a year. And we banked out at 28,824 total sales in our Northeast Florida marketplace. Yeah. That's a lot.
Oh, yeah. But it's 2.5% more than 2016.
Than the previous year, yeah.
And despite the fact we sit every month when these things come out, we've been working at a 20% deficit of homes on the available listings.
So what you're saying is that we somehow or another managed to sell more homes with having less homes overall to choose from.
Absolutely.
Which is, how long does this keep going?
I don't know.
You know, we're sitting...
I hope not much longer.
We're sitting right now with 2.9 months worth of supply, right?
I gotta think that's probably the lowest we've seen or over the past couple of years.
It is. I think it's a record. I mean, it's almost a record breaking.
I don't remember us being below three, which is also very low. But
yeah, I mean, this whole 2000 or all of 2017, we were constantly in the kind of in the 3 months number for average,
yeah.
right?
Right.
Now we're blending all the numbers together
right.
to make that.
But, and all properties.
And that's a very low supply that's of inventory. Right. That's months worth of supply compared to demand.
Mm-hmm.
And when we get, I mean, below 6 months, you know, they always say 6 or 7 months worth of inventory is kind of a neutral, 6 months kind of a neutral market.
Right.
You know, is the equal number of buyers, equal number of sellers, you know, the equal number of buyers, you know, buying through houses every month. And that same number of houses are coming on the market every month. And we're holding about 6 months worth of inventory for that to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But what's happened is that's been shrinking. We're down to less than 3 months worth of supply overall, which, yeah, is a 23% drop from the previous year. That's a huge drop.
Yeah, an entire month.
It's a huge drop. and it's, yeah. It's
old economics 101.
Yeah, right, supply and demand.
Yeah.
So what happens when we have less supply and more demand?
Prices go up.
So let's see. What do we have? What do we bank out for the year as far as our total?
So as far as median sales price, it was $205,000. Was like you always say, right? Line them all up, throw a dart dead in the middle. That's your median sales price.
Yep.
That's a 10% increase over 2016. And then for average sales price, it was just under $248,000, which is a 9% increase from 2016. So I think if we look back, probably January, February, when we came out with, you know, our predictions and what experts
from 2017, January, February,
right? Yep. Exactly. Yeah. Look back a year when we were talking about what our predictions, what, you know, National Association of Realtors, chief economist prediction, all those kind of things that came out there, they were saying, you know, maybe 5%.
Yeah. And I think we were saying 5 to 7.
Yeah.
Is that what we said last year?
We were a little softer than it had been.
We're not as bullish.
Right.
We're bullish, but not as bullish as what it turned out to be.
Right.
And that raises the question. Is it going to be the same?
Yeah. I don't know. Everything we've read thus far, you know, the expectation is even softer than what their expectation for 2017 is. But I mean, at least locally looking at these numbers, this has been a repeat of 2016 versus 2015 and 2015 versus 2014. We've seen that 8-9% average sales increase over the last 3 years.
Yeah. And I want to get into, when we come back, I want to talk some about the early move-up plan, kind of an aggressive way to move up if you're considering moving up.
Yeah.
Or selling and moving, relocating in the area.
Mm-hmm.
Or going to, you know, maybe just... we're seeing some downsizing definitely happening this year.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of talk about it already in the marketplace. But just some thoughts in the early part of the year, some things you can do to really get yourself positioned well to take advantage of this market. And then also, you know, a big reason why this market has been this way is that, you know, it's very good for sellers, right? There's less competition overall.
Mm-hmm.
It's great for sellers.
Right.
But it's also a fantastic market for buyers. And that's really why the inventory is this low, is because there's so much demand from buyers.
Right.
And there's so much demand because rates are stayed so low.
That's true.
Which, you know, there's a little bit of a fever going on around that because rates aren't going to stay here forever.
Yeah. Well, if you throw a banner on the whole 2017, it was low inventory and low rates.
Yep, definitely. All right, so we'll come back. We'll talk about the early move-up plan. Also want to make sure we get to our flexible commission plan that we offer to our sellers. We'll be right back.
Getting approved for a mortgage on your dream home can bring up a lot of questions. Atlantic Trust Mortgage understands, which is why they make it easy for you. They have a quick and easy loan application process. Their loan originators are available anytime you have a question, even nights and weekends. And there are no surprises once you're in contract. Atlantic Trust Mortgage offers conventional, FHA, VA, and USDA loan programs with the lowest possible interest rates and with low to no closing costs. Their process works. Superior customer service, the best rates and closings without all of the added stress. Call Atlantic Trust Mortgage today, 904-338-9356. Atlantic Trust Mortgage. We understand what it takes to get you in your home without all of the stress. 904-338-9356 and online at AtlanticTrustMortgage.com.
Heakin Law is a North Florida-based law firm focusing on real estate transactions and litigation. Their attorneys have over 100 years of combined legal experience and are ready to assist you with your legal needs. They pride themselves on affordable legal representation and common sense solutions to even the most complex legal problems, saving you time and money. If you have a legal matter you'd like to discuss, call Heakin Law today and schedule a free confidential consultation. Their attorneys have extensive experience in all manners of real estate matters, including real estate closings, title defects, foreclosures, short sales, and evictions. The attorneys and staff at Heakin Law are ready to assist you with your real estate needs.
Let's return to Real Estate 911 with Brad Officer and his co-host Sean, your Jacksonville REMAX specialists. Visit them at officergroup.com. Once again, here's Brad and Sean.
It's the boys are back in town. See, it's, he just continues.
I love it.
It's good.
Thanks, Cody. We got that.
Okay, so look, we're just leaving there.
Let's start doing a thing. You know where you pick a square and,
bingo?
And you bet. Not bingo, but like a pool.
Oh, yeah, like a...
Like right now, everybody's going to do their Super Bowl pool,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, your Super Bowl pool.
Yeah, what's the score at the end of the first quarter? What's the score of the
we'll
half?
We'll do it for songs.
We should do that because we have no idea whatever's going to come out.
Yeah.
So you should give us a grid.
Are you giving us a way to bet live on the radio?
I can neither condone nor authorize that.
All right, so look. Hey, if you want to get in touch with Sean or I during the show, send me a text message. It's 904-234-5196. And obviously, you can just Google me as well, which is Brad Officer. Officer is my last name. A lot of people are like, where'd that come from? Like, well, it's still my last name. That's where it came from.
Are you a cop?
My mom and dad. But it's 234-5196. Now, before we get much further, I definitely want to talk about the early move-in or early year move-up plan,
mm-hmm.
kind of a strategy you can take. And we're seeing this. I'm seeing this a lot in the marketplace. I did a video about it. And it's very smart for a lot of people to take advantage of this. But before we get much further, I want to tell you about the something that a lot of our customers have been asking about, and we've kind of we keep pushing it out. So I guess we'll keep doing it, right? As long as people are interested in it. But we offer a flex if you're thinking about selling your house, right? One of the biggest problems with selling your house is that people are always nervous that they're going to have to just pay. You know, just this flat fee,
right?
That's a pretty large percentage overall.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what happens, like, you know, you list your house for sale and then lo and behold, your neighbor wants to buy the house. And then you get the neighbor in contact with your listing realtor and it works out. Well, the way traditional real estate is structured, you owe the full fee.
Mm-hmm.
And that's always kind of a bone of contention with us and with a lot of sellers as well. So we structured a couple years ago. We push it out every now and then, but we've gotten a little bit heavier at it right now. But we've structured the flexible commission plan that we offer.
Yeah.
It's a flexible commission plan that has several different variations of what percentage we would charge to list your home. And we even include in that is a 0% option.
Yeah.
So we would love to talk with you about it. If you've considered selling, we'd love to sit down and kind of go over the flexible commission plan. I mean, it includes an option for you finding your own buyer. I mean, it's got several options in there.
I mean, the landscape of real estate has changed, right? Over the probably, you know, at least over the last 5 years. And we probably had a major turning point when we faced the downturn, right? Things are different. Things are bouncing back different. And we came back and
technology has played a
huge role, right? That has changed it. So, I mean, nonetheless, the landscape has changed, right? And not every thing works for everybody. And there are several scenarios in this flexible commission program that could be applicable to a home seller throughout the process, which allows them to feel more confident and comfortable about how the entire process of selling their house is going to lay out.
It doesn't get them, it covers the problem too of their neighbor popping up and saying, I want to buy your home.
Right.
And being like, what the heck? I don't want to have to pay my full fee for all that. Well, this covers that.
Yeah.
So, hey, if you want to talk about selling your home and you want to learn more about this flexible commission plan that we offer, you can reach out to me directly. You can send me a text. It's 904 334-5196. And I'm going to say it again just so you can write it down now, because you might be driving going, oh, crud. I'm going to forget that. So here you go. It's 904-234-5196. All right, so that's the flexible commission plan. Now, look, the early move in – the early year move-in strategy, the move-up strategy, the move strategy, right? This is the early year.
Yeah.
So, Sean, this is what typically happens. Like, you know, John and Jane Doe sit at home. They decide they want to move. You know, we're going to move up. We're going to move over, whatever. We're going to change locations. And this is the time of year where they typically start looking at the homes for sale. And the problem is they're looking at the homes for sale. And there's not as, you know, there's a kind of like this bell curve of homes coming on the market. And it's, you know, there are houses that come on the market through the January, February, March time frame, but it ramps up and then it hits its peak in the summer, kind of like late summer. And then it falls back off and slows down again for the number of homes coming on the market. So as Jane and John Doe sit in their living room flipping through their iPad and they're looking at pictures of the homes that are for sale and considering where they're going to move and what they're going to do, by the time they actually see a house that they're interested in, it may be, let's say, April. So now they start seeing houses that they're interested in. We got to get our house on the market. So they call, you know, whoever, us or whoever, to list their house. And whoever comes over and says, oh, my gosh, you got to clean this thing up. Like, we can't put this on the market like this, right? You got to do some things here, which the sellers know. So now they spend what should be a week, but they work, they travel, whatever. They got kids, things going on. And life gets in the way. And next thing you know, it's August 1st. And they finally get their house on the market.
Yeah.
And then by the time the house goes on the market, and then they finally get somebody interested in buying it, now we're into September. And all those houses that came on the market over the summertime have all been chewed up.
Yeah.
Right? So that and that exact cycle happens where then what they say is, we'll just wait till next season.
That's right.
Or, you know, maybe it's on the market. Year. They say, we'll just take the listing off the market. We'll sell next season. And they wait until the next April to list. They do it all over again.
That's right.
It's a horrible cycle.
Yeah. Because by the time they get to next April, they've lived in it. They loved on it.
Air conditioner's dead. They got to fix that.
It sustained another 6 to 9 months worth of wear and tear. And then they're back in that same
cycle. It's the same cycle. It's horrible. All right. So, and what sellers need to know in this is that there's this bell curve that happens of houses coming on the market. And if you're going to put your home on the market, would you prefer to compete against a whole lot of people or a whole lot less people? And me personally, I want less people.
I think that would be the constant
the majority.
Answer, right?
Yep. So I want less people to compete with. So based on that, being a seller, the best time to sell is when there's less homes on the market. But you obviously want to buy and pick from the most homes on the market. Because you also, when there's more homes on the market, you have more buying power. All right. So in that scenario, the early move up, the early year move up strategy is this. Don't wait until April or May or June for what most people say is the typical time to put your home on the market. You put it on the market now. And you put it on the market here in this late January, into February, early March timeframe, knowing that you're going to put it on the market, you're going to have less competition, you're going to be able to sell it and sell it fairly quickly as long as you've done the right things, kind of price it right and some things, right? And then by the time you're closing on your home, some 30 to 45 days later, lo and behold, all the homes are coming on the market with grand visions of buyers walking around with cash and throwing it at them. And you're going to have this huge windfall of cash, and you're going to be unencumbered by previous, by previous house, and you're going to be ready to go.
So let me throw a curveball at you, because I'm sure you're going to get this question, too.
Right.
Or people who are driving their car may think this, too. Right. So talking about the bell-shaped curve, right, and most people, as homes come on the market during those, you know, midsummer, late summer months, that most people think also from the buying standpoint that it's just lost my train of thought.
That's all right.
From the selling standpoint.
From
the selling standpoint, well, that's when most of the buyers are going to be in the market. So why would I do it now when most of the buyers aren't going to be in the market till, you know, that selling season, that midsummer month.
Right. Okay, so the bell curve for homes coming on the market through the year is a seller-based curve, right? So less homes are on the market, you know, come on the market, new homes coming on the market in the early months of the year, and then the spring months, which typically people say is the time to list your house, which is really when the competition goes up higher, is when the bell ramps up to the top of the bell through the summer, and then it drops back down, right, and then slows back down. Once we get after Thanksgiving, new listings come on the market happen, but not in the fever of that late summertime that come on the market. So it's this bell curve, right?
Right.
Well, that's for sellers. But for buyers, the curve is more of this crescent-based curve, right?
Okay.
There's going to be more buyers in the summer months than what there are in the market right now, but not by much. The curve is much more gradual, and it's just this arcing curve from like January through December, right? So there's just this arcing curve, and the good thing is that why is there that much demand is really, I guess, the question.
Yeah, I think
that's the question.
And a lot of sellers might not know why that curve differs and doesn't mimic the listing curve or the seller curve.
All right, so I think there's a gazillion things that that drive buyer demand, but I think the biggest thing that's driving that buyer demand, at least last 2 years, and then definitely ongoing into 2018, is that the mortgage rates. This is underlying below everything else. The mortgage rates are at near all time lows.
Right.
We preached it last year forever. Rates are going up. Rates are going up. Rates are going up, and they did. They've inched up a little bit.
And but they're still great.
They're still incredibly low. I mean, we're bouncing down at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
So, as mortgage rates are super low, buyers have the ability to buy more house.
Right.
So that is driving the buyer demand that's out there. There's not enough houses on the market, good houses, that are priced well in order to satisfy the demand.
Mm-hmm.
So that's an underlying issue. I think another big issue is that the builders have not kept up with the new household formations. That's a national problem. And I think when everything just completely cratered back in 2007, 8, and 9, I think that there was many builders locally that went out of business. National builders totally pulled out of Jacksonville. Mm-hmm. Gone.
Yeah.
For good. A lot of them merged. Other ones lost big corporate headquarters here. They went from being their own independent division independent marketplace down to just a division of an Orlando-based marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we our big builder business here really shrunk. Now they're all back in business, but they're playing catch up.
Yeah,
there's this huge demand of the millennials that are coming. You know, the millennials are coming. The millennials are coming.
Yeah,
and they're here, man. They're here with jobs, with money waving at people, and we need houses to sell to them.
Yeah,
and I feel like sometimes, don't you feel like we're in the business of helping baby boomers' homes appeal better to millennials?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I feel like that's our business half the time.
I think case in point is that, you know, the vast majority of the new construction we see seems to be an entry-level price point that doesn't line up with the first-time home buyer, the millennial, of where they're at in their life, in their career, in their family. And so those, a lot of times, they're priced out of that.
Yeah.
And you know, and then we're not seeing a ton of infill. There might not be a ton of opportunity for infill either. But we've like missed this entire price gap in new construction. So therefore, we have to take what's old, you know, mold it and make it look new.
Make it attractive to millennials.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's what we've had such success with is like, okay, I know Mr. and Mrs. Baby Boomer, how great your home is, but let me Generation X take it and mold it a little bit to make it look good to these 32-year-olds.
Yep.
All right. Hey, that's good talk. We'll be back here in a few minutes. Text me if you need me. It's 904-234-5196. We'll be right back.
Let's return to Real Estate 911 with Brad Officer and his co-host Sean, your Jacksonville RE/MAX specialists. Visit them at officergroup.com. Once again, here's Brad and Sean.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. Hey, so just to clear something up from that previous segment there, that was the move up strategy.
Oh, okay.
Is that you sell instead of waiting?
Yeah.
You know, all the way into the hot season, you go early.
Mm-hmm.
You go early. You sell early when there's less competition,
mm-hmm.
and then you're very well positioned to go out now and buy when you don't have anything encumbering you. Now you may be living on your mom and dad's couch for a few months or a couple weeks. We can help with that.
Yeah.
There's plenty of short-term housing that's available.
Well, there's ways to structure
There's ways to structure it.
Selling one and buying the other, and there's, you know, there's plans, you know, of how to make yourself look, you know, strong to the seller, even though you're selling your own house. I mean, there's...
There's all kinds of things we can do to make it work. And that's, I mean, that's basically what we do.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, at the end of the day, the reason you start early, like not only lower competition, but the buyer demand is not as low as what you would think. It's still very strong, and it far outweighs just the little bit of crescent that you'll see in the summer months versus what you see now. And again, like you talked about with the scenario earlier, once you bring somebody, once you bring a professional in that, you know, takes a look at your house and talks to you about how to maximize the dollars, you're going to have a laundry list, or hopefully a short list of things you need to do. Well, that takes time too. So the faster you get on that, the faster you list, the faster you beat the competition, the better positioned and the better you are to obtain your goal. So to speak.
I met with a show listener a couple of weeks ago who I went to her house and we walked through, and she was so concerned that I was going to tell her to remove all your carpet, put in all new floors, repaint everything, pull out these countertops. And she had a list of things ready to go that she was considering doing. And it was like, wait, your house is in great condition. You don't need to do any of that. Like, you've already actually decluttered everything. That would be my number one suggestion. But we're to the point where we're so early in the market and we have such good demand from buyers that if we can position this house the right way and market it the right way, we can get a buyer without you having to do all this crazy stuff that you want to do. And besides, you may not get dollar for dollar back.
I think that's a big thing to factor in, you know, because I know a lot of agents in this town that, you know, they won't list a property unless it's to the nines.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
They'll go in and they'll hand somebody, you know, a $30,000 list of things that need to be changed in order to, quote unquote, meet the buyer demand.
Yeah. We listed a house. We sold a house in Mandarin that was that way. They met with a agent that gave them a long list of things that they had to do in order for the agent to get it listed. And it was like, we listed it and sold it in 20-something days.
Yeah.
You don't have to do any of that.
If there's one thing to, you know, to put in the back of your mind, if you're thinking about selling, is just like 2017, at least from our standpoint, I think 2018, this is going to hold true again. It's going to be pride of ownership. You know,
absolutely.
You can see pride of ownership in a house that doesn't have the latest floors, the latest countertops, you know, the latest fixtures. You can see pride of ownership in that house just as you can a completely renovated house.
Right.
You know,
and you know what? So right now, this early move up strategy that we're just talked about here, about basically going early or getting it sold, you know, getting your money in the bank, whatever, or structure it to where you can buy when all the homes are coming on the market.
Mm-hmm.
That is not something that's just, you know, we're talking about in theory. There's a lot of people that are in the process of doing this right now.
Yeah. I can imagine we might see more than what we think this year, because I am sure there are people, and I know a couple of them right now, that we've had this conversation 3 years ago.
Yes.
And the holdback for the last 3 years has been, I don't see the house that I want.
And when they see it, though, is the
forget
problem.
Forget it. Yeah, it's gone.
It's gone, and they're not positioned. Their house, they don't even have it on the market.
Exactly.
You know, I think you're right. I think, and I know this is happening because we're getting called in on some of these right now, early year, where we're looking at houses where people are saying, we want to go, and this was already now going basically back through right at the end of Christmas up until now, people are calling and, you know, hey, come out and look at the house. Yeah. I got to figure out what my absolute things I have to do. And the beauty of it right now is that you don't have to do everything. We're selling as-is houses.
Yeah.
And there's just as much, we're able to create as much demand for as-is houses, sometimes more.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, than what we're doing for the houses that are true, you know, move-in ready, top of market type houses.
You know, here's the great thing too. As we've watched the statistics over the last year, we have seen the inventory start to grow in lower than the $500,000 price point. So as we started 2017 and we talked about, you know, taking advantage of the tail of two markets, right? If you're in a home that's valued under $500,000, you can, you know, sell very easily because there's tons of demand. And then you can, you know, move up, provided your career and your income and all that allow you to, into the, you know, $500,000 and up, and take advantage of that surplus of inventory there. What I've seen over the last 12 months is that has started to trickle down into the $300 to $500 price point. So they're probably here in 2018 and maybe even into 2019. There's going to be opportunities for that move up in the tail of two markets at even a lower price point this year than last year.
Yeah.
Sell in the, you know, 150 to 300 range, which is super hot.
Yep.
And then take that and move up over 300.
Yep. Where you're going to have more inventory to choose from.
Exactly.
What were the percentages of double the inventory? What was it we were talking about earlier?
There is 1.5 times more inventory at $300,000 to $500,000 price point than under $300,000.
That's insane.
So it is.
That is the tale of two markets right there. So if you're listening, you're interested about that. That's basically you're selling, just like Sean said, below the $300,000 mark. And then you're buying above the $300,000 mark where there's more inventory. And it's a great plan. I mean, that was last year's plan for us, was the tale of two markets we constantly talked about. And a lot of people took advantage of that because it's only so much time that exists. This year is definitely going to be it's a great year to buy while the rates are staying low.
Yeah. And right now, rates are still low. We've seen a little bit of a bump. We got them just here recently from Scott Goldstein over at Atlantic Trust Mortgage, which is actually here locally in Jacksonville, Mandarin area. The 30-year conventional fixed mortgage rate is 4.25, so that's 4.25. And the FHA and VA is at 3.875.
Super low.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a no-brainer. So if you want to talk to us or Scott about getting a mortgage or getting yourself positioned the right way, you can always text me at 904-234-5196, or you can email me. And if you email, it's just you email brad@bradofficer.com. All right. So one of the things that some of the people I've been meeting with have been they've tried to sell it in the past. Mm-hmm. Right. This time of year, it seems like I'm meeting with more people that have, they tried to sell last year or maybe the year before or whatever. And they've decided we're going to sell our house in 2018. And a lot of times these people have been referred to me or to us through somebody that we know that we have sold a house for in the past. Or somebody, we've even had some referrals from people who listen to the radio show and say, hey, you should work with these guys. They're definitely aggressive. I always hear aggressive.
I'll take
aggressive. I mean, we're salespeople.
I'll take aggressive all day long.
Absolutely. So
you have to be.
I'll tell you, I've been meeting with some people, and this is coming up more often than not. We're talking about it, and I get some complaints about, you know, we listed it, and we, you know, this, our realtor, you know, and whatever. I mean, I'm not going to bash any of them, but
it just didn't work out.
It just didn't work out for one reason or another. And it sounds like they had more of a passive plan to selling the house. Either the seller did or the listing realtor did. Or maybe both of them together had a passive plan.
Passive in the fact that,
you know, I'm just going to throw it out there.
I'm going to take some photos, throw it on the MLS, and
we will put a sign up.
Rub my crystal ball and it'll all work out.
It's all, you know, the great realtor network of 8,000 local agents are going to go to work for us. And they're going to be beating down your door with cash in hand.
Sorry,
and
I don't even have to. I mean, I can just snap them with my phone right now.
Well, yeah.
I mean, that's how hot we are.
That's what they do. But and there was a lot of that, I think, right? And I get that. And then when we go in and we're talking to our potential sellers, potential customers, about how we're selling homes, you know, you kind of see a little bit of glimmer in their eyes. Just a little sparkle in there.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
Yes, you're telling me there's a chance. But it's like, wow, you guys put in an effort. And I've heard that a couple of times. Like, wow, so you actually like work for it. Yeah, I know.
Do you just got like when that comes out?
No, we just cash checks over here.
Are you just sitting there like, wait, did I just hear you right?
But look, I think the difference is that we take an active approach. We are actively involved in selling the home. Actively. And that's what our customers all think that's the way it should work. We do anyways.
Right.
But for whatever reason,
a lot of them probably just assume that is the approach that's going to be taken.
But with, you know, 8,000, 9,000 local realtors, I don't know if you get the same active involvement. I mean, in the experience level, I mean, we're bringing 14 years of experience into your house on selling houses that, you know, hundreds upon hundreds, I think we're over 1,000 that have been a part of selling. This is not a casual approach. I mean, this is we're in business, we're here to sell homes. So it's an active approach for sure. You know, and then on top of the active, just being actively involved in the actual selling process, you know, some of the things that we're doing on, you know, and it just depends on each house is a little different, but look, we're doing professional photographers.
Right.
Like, if at this point, if a realtor is not doing professional photography, something's wrong.
Man, I
I know you flip through the MLS and you see
I could take the rest of the show to talk about that.
I know. You go through Zillow and it's like, man, you're selling a $400,000 home and you've got these
I don't care if it's $100,000
smudged BlackBerry pictures. It's like, dude, drop the BlackBerry at least.
You got to imagine that if you're a seller and you have your house listed and you haven't seen the photography that is out there in the marketplace, look your house
That's
up
step
right
one.
Now. Look it up now.
If it's not sold, step one is go look up how your home
exactly.
is represented on the in the market. There's no other secret
yeah.
database where they're showing the better pictures.
Right.
This is what you see on Zillow is what everybody is seeing.
And if they're not professionally done, well, you'd know if they're professionally done, right? You'd know right away.
Yeah, because they were there.
if you'd have never had an appointment scheduled before your house got listed of a photographer coming over, that's strike one.
Yep.
Right. And after you sign listing documents, if your agent just walked around with their iPhone or whatever device that they had and it snapped a bunch of photos, that's strike two. You should fire that person right now.
Okay. Wait a minute.
I don't care.
You don't even care yet. If it's not sold,
fire that person
yep.
right now. And that's why people get so angry about commissions, because that's the level of service they're getting from probably 50 to 75% of these agents. And that's just ridiculous.
Yeah. And I think a lot of agents that do what we do, where we actually are actively involved in the sales and marketing of it, we get frustrated that homes are represented as badly as what they're represented.
True.
Yeah. So
absolutely.
Look, we'll go through, I got a small list here of the things that we're doing to sell our homes. And then I definitely want to talk about, the We Buy Houses things. It's coming up.
Cool.
We'll be right back.
Getting approved for a mortgage on your dream home can bring up a lot of questions. Atlantic Trust Mortgage understands, which is why they make it easy for you. They have a quick and easy loan application process. Their loan originators are available anytime you have a question, even nights and weekends. And there are no surprises once you're in contract. Atlantic Trust Mortgage offers conventional, FHA, VA, and USDA loan programs with the lowest possible interest rates and with low to no closing costs. Their process works. Superior customer service, the best rates, and closings without all of the added stress. Call Atlantic Trust Mortgage today, 904-338-9356. Atlantic Trust Mortgage. We understand what it takes to get you in your home without all of the stress. 904-338-9356. And online at AtlanticTrustMortgage.com.
Heakin Law is a North Florida-based law firm focusing on real estate transactions and litigation. Their attorneys have over 100 years of combined legal experience and are ready to assist you with your legal needs. They pride themselves on affordable legal representation and common sense solutions to even the most complex legal problems, saving you time and money. If you have a legal matter you'd like to discuss, call Heakin Law today and schedule a free confidential consultation. Their attorneys have extensive experience in all manners of real estate matters, including real estate closings, title defects, foreclosures, short sales, and evictions. The attorneys and staff at Heakin Law are ready to assist you with your real estate needs.
Let's return to Real Estate 911 with Brad Officer and his co-host Sean, your Jacksonville REMAX specialists. Visit them at officergroup.com. Once again, here's Brad and Sean.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. So Brad Officer here, licensed realtor with REMAX, as well as Sean Solari, talking about just our local market, what's going on. We talked at the beginning of the show about the flexible commission plan that we offer for our home sellers. And this is a, we created this plan a while back, and it's for you're not stuck paying a flat fee if it sells in one of the many different ways that it can sell. There's several different brackets that are available, even a 0% option for you. So if you would like to discuss selling your home and you'd like to talk about the flexible commission plan with us and how it all works, there's not really that much to it, but reach out to me. It's 904-234-5196. Again, that's 234-5196. 5196. All right, so we talked in the beginning also about the move-up strategy, which was basically you want to list sooner than later. You don't want to wait. This is the year not to wait. You want to go ahead and get the house on the market, especially if you're wanting to sell a home that even if it needs work. If it needs a little work, that can definitely be looked over this time of year because there's more buyers in the market than what there are sellers. So it's a good time to do a little bit more of an as-is situation. And Sean and I were talking about how sometimes we're getting more activity on an as-is than we are even on a normal listing, right, which is crazy.
I mean, the end of last year, we set a record on as-is sale with people in open house.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's a phenomenal – the as-is sale is a good deal. All right. So then we talked about, we're actively involved in selling your home. We're not taking the passive plan. For some reason, we're seeing some passive plan that just – you know, I think that's because the market's been so good,
right,
that a junior realtor who doesn't have their game on yet.
A junior realtor, I like that.
Yeah, their game on yet, you know, or maybe a realtor who just never got game.
Yeah.
Or one that doesn't care anymore and let their game go.
Part time. One of the 76%.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean there's plenty of reasons why they entered into more of a passive scenario, but you know, you and I are, and then a lot of our cohorts are all the same way where we're at it.
Mm-hmm.
We are actively going and finding you buyers for the house. So
yeah,
reach out to us if you want to talk about that. It's 904-234-5196. That's my cell phone. You can text me directly or you can email me brad@bradofficer.com. And then I wanted to get into this. This was where we ended our last segment here about how we do it, right?
Right.
So how we sell homes. And we're talking about professional photography. And basically, Sean said, fire your realtor immediately which you should have done. You should have gone online already to see how your home is represented to the buyer population. Because if you don't know already, if nobody's told you this, I'll tell you, your first showing isn't the guy who walks in the door first. Your first showing is happening online.
Yeah.
So when they come to your house, it's the second or third showing.
Because
they've looked at your house 100 times already online. So when they actually walk in the door, it's just an in-person showing. So if your home, if it's not presented well in photos, and there's many reasons why it could not be presented well. Sean likes to bring up all the junky pictures, but sometimes it's just pictures in the wrong order. It's too many pictures. It's showing too much or not highlighting the main good things about the house and too much on just everything. There's all kinds of reasons, right? Another thing, the way we're selling so many homes right now is that we're doing home video tours.
Mm-hmm.
So we're doing a couple different options for home video tours, and a lot of it just depends on the house. Because some house we need to do more. It takes a lot more to sell a house on some of them, and then some of them you just don't need all of this. But we just have to kind of – it's like we got a lot of tools in the tool chest, and we don't have to use the sledgehammer for everything.
Absolutely.
Right? So this is it. So home video tours. Go ahead.
I was just saying, you're going to pick – you're going to pick the best things to tell the story, right? To tell the story of the house, to paint the picture, to put it in its best light. And sometimes that is several things out of the tool bag. Sometimes it's one or two, but every house is different. And it takes us walking in there and truly figuring out how we're going to position this and then deciding what tools are we going to use to position it, to put it in its best light.
Yep. To where we get the most people in the door at the house in person. We don't care about – we want them all looking online and loving it, but, man, we want them in person. All right, so home video tours. We also do drone photography and drone video.
Mm-hmm.
Cody's going to be flying a drone at some point. Dude,
there it is.
Are you serious?
Yes.
You called it already.
Just with a couple minutes to spare.
Golly. All right, sorry, everyone. All right, drone photography and video. So if you just text me, it's 904-234-5196.
Or call.
234-5196. Or you can call, it doesn't matter. If you call, it's going to ring in the air.
That's right. Call ring.
Drone photography and video. So we're also doing professional staging. Now, a lot of people think that it should be a no-brainer. But, you know, I don't know about you, Sean. Now, you have a more of a artistic eye than what I have.
I'm actually changed, right? When I started, I because of myself... thought, you know what, it's not that big a deal, right? You can walk into a room, even if it's empty, you know, maybe it appears larger. I can see, for me personally, I used to be the school of, I like the room empty because then I can envision my stuff there. But after, you know, working with a ton of buyers, I changed my complete thought process because I watched time and time again in vacant houses where they struggled to figure out furniture placement, how things lay out.
Is this big enough to put a bed in?
Yeah, that's the number one, too. when it's vacant, they have no, I mean, I shouldn't say they as a general, but most people don't have, you know, the visual ability to be able to see or be able to visualize what a queen bed or a king bed or, you know, how that's going to fit in the space if it's big enough to scale and all that kind of stuff. So,
yeah, and we
I'm changed.
So we offer professional staging, basically professional staging. We can do, we have different options, different packages you could take, but you could take one where you actually stage out a fully vacant home with actual furniture. You could do a virtual staging. Or we love the when the house is already occupied and you've been there for a little while, it's sometimes it's nice to have somebody come through with the eye, a true stager, and be able to what we call edit.
Yeah.
So they work with what you have, but they get it positioned where it makes sense for most of the people that are going to be walking in the door.
That's right.
And some of that sometimes involves, yeah, you got to get rid of this huge bookshelf and all these books, and or you got to move it over there and reduce half the books, whatever. But it's nice to have somebody with a visual eye who does that for a living to be able to tell you for sure this is the way to do it. Because we, you know, we, as well as you do, we want it to look its best. We do Facebook advertising, so we're able to point our listings that are for sale to the right or to just the demographic of who's moving, who's buying in the area, that kind of thing, and really help, you know, get as many eyes on your house as possible to then, of course, generate a showing, which is what we're here for. And then we do science-backed marketing, so we're not trying to do a, you know, just a, well, let's just throw a number at it and figure it out. You know, we take a more active approach on, look, based on the stats, this is what works. This is what doesn't work. This right here is what works, and we're able to use real data to help come up with this.
I think we're probably one of the only – I've never heard anybody else in town talk about the science aspect of selling a house. I think we're probably one of the only people who really dig into the senses and figure out how to incorporate those into a house sale and then translate that into an entire launch plan of launching the house and when things hit and, you know – on what days and what time. I mean, it's...
We have it timed out pretty seriously.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and that generates a lot of activity. We're able a lot of times to sell houses on that opening weekend or in the weeks that follow because of that. It's the whole launch plan. We talked a lot about that last year. And, of course, we're focused on selling your home. That's another big thing. We don't just run off and leave you stranded. And, you know, we hear, well, you know, they came over and took pictures and put the sign out. And, you know, and then it was the end.
And, you know? And that would be passive.
Yeah, that's the passive agent. We definitely are not
in the passive style. We never got any feedback.
Okay, so if you've thought about selling and this is your year and you want to talk about talk with Sean or I about the flexible commission plan, just reach out to me. You can email me, brad@bradofficer.com, or you can text me, 904-234-5196. And again, that flexible commission plan even has a 0% option, Sean, which is pretty phenomenal. All right, so one last thing I want to talk about before the show's over. And I'm getting, I've had, you know, we're all of us realtors keep up with kind of the ongoings of what's happening in the national market.
Okay.
And we don't, but it doesn't always come down to our local level. Well, in the last probably couple of weeks, I've had a couple of opportunities that where a homeowner, I basically am able to get involved with a homeowner who was in some stage of basically wanting to just sell the house and just pay me, you know, I'll take less than what it's really worth, but I don't want to do any work. I want to sell it as is, and in order to get the money and be done with it, you know, by, you know, March 1st or whatever, I'll gladly sell it for less.
I got you.
And it's, you know, it's kind of that, it's a twist on the we buy houses, you know, scenario.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, in a national level, we're seeing some of those companies starting to pop up.
Yeah.
And locally, we don't see it.
Mm-hmm.
And, we got some we buy houses guys, but, you know, most people are like, no, I'd never sell to them because usually it's, you know, 10 cents on the dollar.
Yeah.
And that's my question. You know, would you, if you're listening and you would, you know, would you go through the process of wanting to put the home on the market and sell it for, you know, and try to get true top of market value for what your home is worth? Or would you prefer to just say, just let me out?
Mm-hmm.
You can have it for a little less. Just come over here and, you know, let Remax stroke the check.
Yeah.
And buy it direct from you. You know, or let Sean Solari and his money. Or Dean.
Yeah.
Ed Dean has plenty of money. He's giving off his away.
That's right. You know, I'd be interested to hear the feedback.
Could Sean come over and just stroke you a check?
Yeah,
I'd love to hear. I mean, would you have any interest in that? We certainly have, you know, a good pool of investors who love buying houses below market value.
Yeah,
because that's what these what we're talking about. You know, and sometimes it's not even that much below market value.
Right.
So I'm curious if you're listening and that would appeal to you. Hey, reach out to us, and I'd love to hear your commentary on that. You can text me or email me. If you text, it's 904-234-5196. And you can email me. It's my name. It's brad@bradofficer.com. Hey, guys, thanks for listening today. We're glad to be back. I feel like we haven't been here forever.
It's only
been like a couple weeks.
Good thing everything looks the same.
I know. Good vacation. Hey, thanks for listening today, guys. And reach out to us when you're ready. We'll talk to you soon.
After the long summer, your air conditioning and heat pump have been worked to the max. You'll want to make sure you have your system checked when the weather gets cool. Snyder Air Conditioning should be your first call for your preventive maintenance needs. Why choose another air conditioning company when you can choose Snyder? You can count on Snyder to properly clean and check your system. There's a big difference between checking your system and cleaning your system. Cleaning your system will extend the life of your air conditioning unit and will also save you money on your electric bill. And right now, with 100% financing available with approved credit, there's never been a better time to upgrade your system. Snyder Air Conditioning is proud to be an Amana A-plus dealer and can fix and service any make or model. Snyder Air Conditioning is Jacksonville's number one residential air conditioning company and has been serving Jacksonville for over 40 years. Snyder Air Conditioning. Call today at 641-0600. Snyderman and Amana. License number CAC 1813307.